Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. Today we visit the Shannon Town Community Wetlands, a community initiative undertaken by members of Dochas na Shona, Shannon Tidy Towns and the Shannon Men's Shed, as well as other interested groups and individuals. A committee to manage the project was set up in 2016, while works at the site began the following year. The aim is to return the area to its original wetland state, thus enhancing biodiversity and creating an attractive local amenity for all. I met with Olive Carey from Shannon Town Community Wetlands.
The term wetlands covers a wide variety of habitat types. You could be talking about marshlands, ponds, garden ponds, even fens. Wherever there is a wet landscape, for whatever reason, we're located right by the Shannon Estuary here, and I suppose you could call the margins of that a wetlands. And in fact, the town of Shannon is built on a whole series of wetlands as such, because there was extensive drainage done here in the 1960s and 70s in order to facilitate the development of the town. But you can see the landscape of Shannon now, there's a lovely green trees, you know, it's a lovely green landscape right now. But at the time, it was wide open, it was quite wet. I can remember, although I lived in Drumgeely, which was the end of Shannon that was developed at that stage, I can remember coming down here and jumping over ditches, and it was a wet environment at that point. I suppose the importance of wetlands are that they sequester huge amounts of carbon. We all know about peat bogs, and those are wetlands as well, and the amount of carbon that they absorb from the atmosphere. And in fact, wetlands are even more important than rainforests for the amount of carbon that they absorb from the atmosphere.
And where we are this morning, Olive, on a very wet Friday morning, as it happens in the wetlands here in Shannon, it's near the estuary, but between here and the estuary, huge development, which goes to show that wetlands can be anywhere in the middle of a town, on the edge of a town.
Absolutely, yeah. And we pride ourselves that this is, it's fairly unique, I guess, in an urban environment to have an area like this right in the middle of the town. We're surrounded by, there's two schools bordering the site. There's a leisure centre right close by us, a children's playground, houses around a good portion of it, and then between here and the estuary, playing fields, soccer pitches. The GAA have some pitches there as well. Yeah, we are right in the middle of the town here, but once you're inside on this site, you could be out in the middle of the countryside,
yes.
You know, and it's lovely for the people of Shannon to have this now, that they can walk through and to just be in touch with a little piece of wild nature right in the middle of our town.
And Olive, what kind of an area are you talking about?
Well, I suppose what it was one of the last vestiges of undeveloped landscape in the town, but it had been drained. It had been drained during the drainage schemes of the 60s and 70s, and also planted with conifers right through the middle of the site. And it was impenetrable. You couldn't get through it. When we started our project back in, well, we formed our committee in 2016, then I suppose 2017, 2018, work got underway proper. We'd had to do a fair bit of fundraising in the meantime to be able to afford to do this. We started with a design plan, which we had commissioned, and we created some ponds. There's a network of ponds, four ponds, and also two raised natural walkways, bunds is what we call them, to facilitate access into the site. There is a wild meadow as well around the edge of the ponds, the willow meadow as we call it, because the willows keep trying to regenerate there.
You have a wonderful community involvement here. What other support, though, Olive, are you getting to ensure that this beautiful area here is maintained?
Initially, to say that this site is owned by Clare County Council. They are very invested in this project for developing. In fact, the idea to develop the wetlands came from Clare County Council's Green Infrastructure Plan, which was published in 2013. And that was the motivation and the inspiration behind us getting together to develop this site. Clare County Council have financially supported us, but also through the Heritage Officer, Congella Maguire, have been a big support to us as well, and were involved in having a biodiversity management plan done in 2019 for the site. I have to also mention LawPro, the Local Authority Waters Programme, who have been a stalwart support for us. Financial support has come from Clare County Council, also from LawPro, the Flags West programme, Heritage Council, and even locally here, the EI company on the industrial estate, who are wonderful supporters of community projects in Shannon. Shannon Municipal District have also supported us. Community is really important to us, and that's reflected both in the structure of our committee, which has representatives from Dúchas na Síne, our heritage group in the town, Tidy Towns, Shannon Men's Shed, Shannon Archaeological Society, GAA. So you can see, you know, we're a diverse group, but everybody with an interest in maintaining and developing this site for the people of Shannon and visitors to Shannon, and wildlife and the biodiversity of the site, because we've been able to reintroduce the ponds and the wet landscape feature. The biodiversity has increased enormously, we feel. So, and it's interesting to watch each year the new developments that happen and the new plants that are growing. We've done some training in identifying dragonflies and damselflies, and we have lots of that activity in the pond, around the pond. So we're very proud of the development, but we're also would have community outreach projects throughout the year. We always hold an event here on World Wetlands Day, which is 2nd of February, and also during Heritage Week. So our Heritage Week event this year is on the 16th of August.
That was Olive Carey from Shannon Town Community Wetlands. And we'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.